previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We start with another set of sparkling results from South Africa's biggest bank by customer base, Capitec. Now with 25 million clients, Capitec's reporting a 26% jump in headline earnings to just over 8 billion rand for the 6 months to end August. Stellenbosch-based bank has declared an interim dividend of 26 rand and 20 cents. That's up 26% on the prior period. The market liked the results. Capitec's share was up 1.65% at the bell last evening. Interestingly, according to Business Day, Capitec's reporting a 24% increase in clients earning more than 50,000 rand a month. Group CEO Graham Lee says this shows that the bank's strategy to shun private banking and treat all clients as equally important is bearing fruit. South Africa's biggest mining house has a new CEO. Richard Stewart has formally taken the reins at Sibanye-Stillwater following the retirement of Neil Froneman. Froneman grew the company across a 13-year period into a multinational mining and metals processing group, becoming one of the world's largest producers of platinum group metals and a leading recycler of critical minerals. On the markets, fresh record highs for the JSE, gold and some of the key American indices, and the rand goes to its best level since the end of September last year. It touched 17.18 to the US dollar at one point in yesterday's trade, but has since dropped back to 17.21 this morning. Market watchers say it's been given a boost by some very poor employment data just released in the US, which in turn makes another American interest rate cut look like a certainty. Against the euro, the rand's at 20.20 this morning, 23.20 against sterling. US dollar unchanged, 1.17 to the euro. And as we reported earlier, similar sentiments are also boosting gold, a record high of 3,867 at the moment. Platinum's also had a good run but moved easier overnight, now 1,563. JSE continues to fly. According to my data, it has now had 37 record closing highs so far this year. Last night saw the All Share rise just under 0.7% to 108,649, the Top 40 up just over 0.7% to 101,696. London's FTSE up 1%, while on Wall Street the Dow and the S&P 500 both hit record highs, the Dow up a tenth of a percent, the S&P 500 up 0.3%. The Nasdaq up 0.3%, just under a record high. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, Hong Kong, Sydney both up 1.1%. Finally, Bitcoin just over 118,950, Brent crude oil just over $65.80 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.